This podcast is part of the Everyday Heroes Podcast Network, the network for first responders and those who support them.
Because I think every police officer has a story. Every police officer has a story to tell. The problem is that most of us, you know this, brother, most of us don't want to put ourselves out there.
Welcome to the Off Duty Podcast, the podcast where we interview the men and women of law enforcement and help you to learn about the person behind the badge. If this is your first time tuning in, thank you. My name is Anthony McNeil, retired police officer and your host. Let's get started.
Hey, what's going on? Welcome to episode number 49 of the Off Duty Podcast. Once again, it's me, your boy, Anthony McNeil, back with another fantastic guest joining me on the podcast today. This gentleman spent 23 years in law enforcement, and since retiring, he's gone on to become the host of the top-ranked Criminal Justice Evolution podcast. He's an author of a fantastic book called Evolve. He's a coach and an educator. Please help me welcome, from the state of Colorado, Mr. Patrick Fitzgibbons. Patrick, how you doing, sir?
Hey, Anthony, brother. Thank you for having me on your great show. You say, I told you this before when we were talking, you say, sir, and I kind of look for my dad and stuff. So. But it's a pleasure to be here, brother. And it's great to be here, brother. Thanks.
Yeah, man. Again, I appreciate you hopping on with me. If you've listened to the podcast, you know how I lead each episode off. And that's with the same question. And Patrick, that's very simply, why law enforcement?
You know, that's a great question. I was military for a long time. I come from a military family as well as law enforcement. I got a lot of relatives that used to be Chicago PD. So when I was in the military, I was down at Fort Bragg with the 82nd Airborne. And so I knew I wanted to serve and continue my service to my community and in some capacity. And law enforcement was the natural fit. And I was blessed to have a great career in law enforcement. So yeah, that's why I chose it.
Any other family members in law enforcement?
Yeah, like I have cousins that are still active. I mean, they're getting a little older now, but a couple of cousins. I had a lot of Chicago PD officers that were family. I got a couple of cousins that are still doing it. I think they're wrapping it up, ready to retire. So
yeah, I can only imagine working in Chicago. What it's got to be like for those
Wild
guys.
Wild West.
Yeah, you spent all your time in Colorado.
Yeah, I split between two agencies, Southeastern Colorado, and then the Metro Agency, Front Range Agency in Colorado. Yeah.
Nice. What'd you do during your time?
So, I mean, started out where everybody does, brother, you know, started out in patrol, moved up the ranks. I was a patrol supervisor, moved into investigations, did that for a while, and then I retired as an operations commander. And it's different in different agencies, but pretty much it's entire, you know, I was in charge of all operations, which include patrol division. So
nice. Since you've gotten out of law enforcement, you've been a busy man. Yeah. As I started with the introduction, you're an author, coach, host of a fantastic podcast. You mind sharing a little bit about what your podcast is about?
Well, it's Criminal Justice Evolution. I started the show about 6 years ago when I was still on the job. And I remember I'm a voracious consumer of podcasts, just like probably you are, brother. And the time I started it, I was like, there wasn't a lot of officers or Leos doing podcasts. And I said, hey, man, I want to start a show and to myself. And I just did it, pulled the trigger, figuratively speaking, and just went for it. And my show, it's criminal justice based, obviously, and the premise is criminal justice. We talk about topics, but I wanted to have it a little bit different, and I wanted to talk about the positive side of law enforcement, more of like the mindset it takes to have a successful career, and you know, personally and professionally. So I talk a lot about that on the show. And again, I do talk about criminal justice topics and use of force and all those other hot topics out there, but I wanted it to be something different to give officers more motivation and inspiration. So that was the catalyst behind it, and I'm blessed to have over 430 episodes now, and it's going strong. And I have amazing guests on the show, everyone from best-selling authors to Leos to Navy SEALs that hunted down Bin Laden. So, but it's all positive, most of it. It's all positive. I try not to focus on the negative. As you know, brother, there's too much negative out there.
Tell me about
it. And too much toxicity. And I didn't want to just feed into that. But I've been blessed, man. And so I did that. Or I'm doing that. And then in 2019, I wrote my book, Evolve, which is a micro book. You can find it on my website if you want to download the ebook version. And again, that was just another way to give back to Leos, giving them, you know, inspiration, motivation. Mm-hmm. And I was really proud of that. So that's on the website. So if people want to check it out.
Yeah. Now, given that, you know, you're into the mindset arena, I'm going to imagine coaching as a life coach.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You know, I've had a couple first responder clients, which I'm blessed to have. I got another one coming up at the beginning of August. So, yeah, it's just giving, look, I'm not some guru or anything. I don't proclaim to be, but I just bring my education experience from my time in law enforcement and try to impart that wisdom on coaching clients. And I've had some success with it. I'm getting back into speaking. I'm actually going out to California in September to give a keynote to a department out there.
Awesome.
And just talk about, like I said, mindset and motivation and inspiration and keep going when things get rough.
It's an important topic for our profession. Mm-hmm. And that's a perfect segue into my my first segment, Dig Deeper. Before we get to the next segment, I have a favor to ask of you. I have a short 5-question survey on stress in law enforcement. If you can complete the survey for me, I'll send you a $100 restaurant voucher that is good at over 55,000 different restaurants across the United States. It should take you no more than maybe a minute and a half. Now, there is a small fee to activate the voucher. I think it's like $7.95, but you're going to get $100 in savings at all these different restaurants. So go to the offdutypodcast.com/survey form. That's the offdutypodcast.com/survey form to complete the survey. Okay, let's get back to the segment. And for your those of you that don't know, Dig Deeper is where I get nosy and I go poking around my guest social media and I pull out several posts and I craft questions around those posts. And Patrick, one of the first posts of yours I came across was a video of you walking, looks like on a trail out in Colorado in that beautiful background there. And you just happened to be talking about the subject of mindset. And the caption on this post read, "Mindset Evolution, Be Grateful."
Yeah.
And my question to you around that post is, what are you most grateful for?
You know, I know it sounds simplistic, brother, but I'm grateful to be here, grateful to be alive. I start every day off in gratitude. Now, I know some of your listeners are probably rolling their eyes or going, what the heck? But it really is. It's you know, it's life changing. It has been for me. And so I would encourage listeners out there, you know, the first thing in the morning, before you reach for your phone, before you start thinking about what horrible day or whatever day, maybe you have a good day. That's great. But a lot of people wake up stressed. They're freaked out about whatever finances. I would just encourage the listener to just take a couple moments and before you even get out of bed and run through your mind of what you're grateful for. You have a home, you're alive, you have a spouse or partner, whatever. And that really is life changing. Now, I know some listeners are probably, but it does work. Mm-hmm. And we have the most powerful supercomputer in the universe, and that's our mind. And we can accomplish anything if we put our mind to it. And so that's what I meant by that, Mindset Evolution. That's also another podcast I have, Mindset Evolution, where I dig deeper into just the mind. And look, I'm not an expert, but I just talk about this and visualization and things like that. So it's very powerful stuff, Anthony. And there's a reason why elite operators in the military, professional baseball teams, football, whatever you want to, hockey, they all, most of them, the people I talk to employ some sort of mindset practices. You know, I mean, look at Tiger Woods, like him or hate him. I love Tiger Woods.
Yeah.
But, you know, he talks about mindset a lot. He, you know, when he wins the Masters or he wins a tournament, the first thing he says most of the time is, I visualized myself being at this point. And the Olympics are on right now. Same thing. I visualize getting the gold or a medal. Mm-hmm. So it all ties into mindset. And so that's what I love about mindset and talking about it. I'm very passionate about it. And again, it takes action. You can't just hope things are going to fall on your lap, but it takes action. And mindset coupled with action, you're going to get whatever you want. And again, for the law enforcement professionals out there, I'm talking about your promotion. I'm talking about whatever. It might take a couple times. You might not get it the first time, but persistence and mindset, that is so important.
Yeah. What are some tips or some advice that you could give someone that's in law enforcement that are struggling with their mindset? Just general topics.
Well, like I said, I think it's important to start every day off in gratitude. I think it's important to have a journaling process and, you know, that you have every morning. Write down your thoughts, write down your goals, write down close goals, mid-level goals, future goals. And it's so important, you know, what we write down. I mean, people, you can't keep everything in your mind. So, you know, start the day off in gratitude, journaling. And the other great piece of advice I would have for your listeners, again, I'm a Leo, you're a Leo, or former Leos. You need to get friends outside of law enforcement. I know that stings, and I'm not trying to sound mean or anything, and I love my brothers and sisters who serve this great profession, but it's a toxic environment. We all know that. People don't call us when things are great. They call us when you know what hits the fan.
Yeah.
And that is going to affect you over time.
Yeah, no doubt.
And it had me, you know, it did me. So my advice to you is try to make friends outside of law enforcement, because we're all going to leave law enforcement. We're going to retire, or we're going to transition to something else. Mm-hmm. So it's important to make those relationships outside of law enforcement. Again, so I still have a lot of friends in law enforcement, Anthony, as you do. A lot of those guys are great people, but they're just negative. They're just always doom and gloom. That would be my advice.
That's great advice, man. I cannot stress that enough when it comes to having a life and friendships and everything outside of the profession. I think that's what helped get me through my 20 years. And it wasn't until probably the last year or so that I thought I came out of the profession unscathed. I'm not to the point like a lot of people, but for those that have listened to previous episodes, you know, my last 5 years on the job, I freaking hated it. It changed me as a person. Mm. I mean, that all had to do with some health issues, and I was forced to go into an assignment that I wasn't really crazy about. So had I not had those things outside of law enforcement, I mean, it's no telling what would have happened, because it started to spill over into home life and all of that stuff. Yeah. And I think I was happy to have that balance there. So yeah, that's some great advice there. You mentioned this, but you know, we in the law enforcement profession, I love all my brothers and sisters also, and we do have a tendency to be extremely negative, and it's understandable given what we see on a day-to-day basis, but it can become a cesspool at times, especially, you know, when you get around guys and everybody just wants to bitch about leadership and things like that. So to have those relationships that you can have other conversations with is vital. Again, man, great advice. Yeah. I really appreciate you sharing that. Now, your book, what's the book all about?
So Evolve is an acronym, and it's a micro book, because we all know cops can't read the numbers. But it's a micro book. And so it's about 70 something pages long, and Evolve is an acronym. Okay. And it's all what we're talking about right now. So the first E is elevate. Elevate your thinking, which we've been talking about with mindset. V is visualization. I talked about that before. I mean, visualization is so powerful. You know, visualization is so powerful. Like I said, visualizing it coupled with action, you're going to get wherever you want to go. O is others. Mm-hmm. I think, I don't know if we mentioned this yet, but others is who are you surrounding yourself with? Jim Rohn famously said years ago that you're the average of the five people you associate with. So I always tell people, okay, who's your crew? Who are you associating with? Because those relationships are going to probably dictate who you are. They will dictate who you are. So we're parents. I'm a parent. You're a parent, Anthony, I think. Mm-hmm. So what did you do growing up? Most of us, okay, don't hang out with those kids. Why? Because those kids could have been bad. You know, you don't want your kids associating with that, because then they become who they associate with. So others is very important. Like we were talking about in law enforcement, we all have, you know, cop friends and stuff in the organization that were toxic. They were just, everything was a downer. Everything sucked. Command staff sucked. Everything sucked. So what's going to happen if you start hanging out with that person? Well, probably you're going to adopt that, especially younger officers with older officers. Those are key. I think that's another topic in itself. But L is love your life. Love your life. Look, if you don't love your life, and again, there's tough days. I'm not saying living in a bubble where people get down. But overall, if you don't love yourself and love your life, how are you going to love anybody else? How are you going to have those personal relationships? I mean, how are you going to have a good relationship with your spouse or your partner or your kids or your family members? You know, I mean, you have to take care of yourself, because once you take care of yourself and once you realize that you have a lot to be grateful for, then everything else just falls into place. So love your life. You know, it's the old proverbial example of you go on a plane and the oxygen mask drop. I mean, who are you going to put it on first? You put it on you.
Right.
So you have to, before you can help anybody else. So love yourself. V is celebrate those victories that you have every day. This goes back into gratitude. Your world could be crashing all around you. You know, life could suck right now, but you still have things to be grateful for. You need to celebrate those victories. You have a relationship. You have a home. You have food. I mean, you have to celebrate that stuff. It all goes into gratitude. And E, the final, is every day be your best and put in the work. So that's what the acronym stands for. That ties into my coaching, which I do. Mm-hmm. And that's the book. And like I said, I just felt that I had to write it after I retired. And I was glad I I did it. And when it got published, I just started, you know, giving it away. You know, I wasn't charging anything for it. I mean, and they love it. So
nice.
Yeah. I was very passionate about it. Still am.
That's so awesome, man. How can someone get the book if they want to get a copy of it?
If they want to get an autographed copy, just DM me, reach out to me on social, or they can get a ebook version on cjevolution.com.
Nice. I want to go on to the next post that I want to talk to you about. And this was a screenshot of a Clubhouse event that yourself and Jay Wiley were doing, which was titled "Why Every Police Officer Should Start a Podcast." And my first question around that post is, why do you feel it's important for police officers to start a podcast?
That's a great question, because I think every police officer has a story. Every police officer has a story to tell. The problem is that most of us, you know this, brother, most of us don't want to put ourselves out there on social media and tell a story. But when we're talking about issues like PTSD or PTSI, some people call it, and other challenges that law enforcement face, I would encourage the Leos out there to start a show and talk about it. It's not only therapy for you, but it's therapy for other people.
Yeah.
And the more knowledge we have out there and the more we talk about subjects, the more awareness comes upon it and the more we can start to heal as a profession. So if you're out there wanting to start a podcast, just do it. I tell people all the time that the traffic lights of life are not going to be green all at the same time. So if you're waiting for, oh, this to happen first or that has to happen first, just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Yeah. But as you know, brother, a lot of podcasts out there are kind of dead on the vine. I mean, people start them and they're not making millions of dollars and they don't have sponsorships. You got to be realistic about it. So you have to be realistic. But I think, getting back to your question, I think every officer out there, not just officer, but first responder, you know, or anybody in the criminal justice field, you know, has a story to tell. Mm-hmm. And I just believe in giving back to the world. And it's a process. As you know, you have your own show, successful show, and it's trial and error, man. And the first couple shows are going to be probably not very good, but then you just build on that and you just go from there. So yeah, I think every officer should do that. Write a book, you know, do whatever. If you don't, then that's fine either. You don't have to.
Right.
But that was the premise behind the show that Jay and I did. He's a good friend of mine. And we just did that Clubhouse event and we got a lot of people in there and we were just talking about it because people are intrigued, Anthony, about law enforcement. Mm-hmm. They really are. They're intrigued about the criminal justice system. The only thing that they know is what they see on TV or the movies. And there's a reason why like a third of shows out there are like in movies are like criminal justice, law enforcement shows, because people are interested. They want to hear from law enforcement. Most people, I'm not saying all people. So if you're out there listening and you want to do something, start a podcast, do it. And reach out to me, reach out to Anthony. We could help give you advice.
For sure. I love what you said about we all have a story. And I say that a lot on my podcast, because to me, each story is like a testimony. You know, someone else has gone through or maybe figuring out, you know, their situation, and your story could be that thing that they need to get them through it. You know, so it's important to share those stories. That's how my podcast came to be, because originally this was supposed to be a video show. It was supposed to be a Facebook watch show. But it was, like you said, it was hard to get officers to talk about themselves on camera. And that's something we need to change. So I started reaching out to some of these officers on Instagram that wasn't afraid to put themselves out there. And that's how my podcast came to be. And I think that we have to realize that the times that we are in now, you don't have to put all your personal business out there. But when it comes to the job and the things that you've been through, some of the struggles you may be having, don't be ashamed to share that, because you can definitely help others. You know, that's for sure.
Yeah,
you can
definitely true,
help
bro.
Others.
I'm going through a rough time personally in my life right now. And you're exactly right. The world needs more humility. The world needs more officers out there to tell their story. And if you're thinking out there, well, people are going to make fun of me, or people, no, they're not. Maybe some will, but who cares? You don't pay attention to those people.
Yeah.
Because talking about social media again, everybody, every time I turn on Instagram, it's somebody in a yacht driving a Lamborghini with a Rolex watch. Folks, that is not reality.
Right.
And I think we all walk around with masks on. And the minute you take off that mask and you start being humble and humility and being transparent, I know, like I said, you don't want to tell everybody your story, but if you do, trust me, people are going to respond to that, because that's what people yearn for. There's so much noise out there and so much crap and so many people being fake.
Yeah.
I would willing to bet that if you're a law enforcement officer and you start a show or you do a post or something and say, I'm struggling, you are going to have an unbelievable amount of support.
Yeah.
It's just taking that first step. And that's talking about fear. Like we said, well, fear. Mm-hmm. Well, what do they say about fear? Everything's on the other side of fear.
Mm-hmm.
So you just got to take that first step. And I am willing to bet for those people out there that once you do that, you're going to get more support than you realize.
Yeah.
Because that's what happened to me. That's what happened to you. I mean, you start a show and people are like, oh man, okay, well, Anthony did it. I can do it. And you said it right, brother. I mean, your story, your message could be the antidote, could be, you know, the thing that somebody needs out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
So don't be afraid to take those chances and don't be afraid to open yourself up because the world needs that.
Yeah. Don't be, don't
leaders
be,
like you.
Yeah. Don't be selfish with your story. You know,
no.
Don't be selfish.
Yeah, that's the thing that cracks me about with first responders, man, is that we run into the, you know, this and people listening, we run into all kinds of crap. We run in head first, you know, with all the danger and stuff. But when it comes to revealing stuff about ourselves, right. Well, we can't do that.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I reveal that, well, then it's going to show that I'm weak. Look, humility is not a sign of weakness. It's a sign of strength.
Mm-hmm.
So whoever's telling you that crap, you don't need them in your life.
Yeah, for sure. And please understand, folks, if you've been thinking about getting into this arena and the social media and all that stuff, understand that you don't have to get on there and dance and sing. And that's if that's what you want to do, fine. But that's not what it takes. If that's what's stopping you from doing it, don't let it stop you because you don't have to do that. If that's not your thing, just get on and just be yourself. That's more people can connect with you more when you're just being yourself. And that's something that I had to learn when I started doing this, because I was my if you look at my Instagram, it's just like my podcast. It's not about me. It's all about the men and women. So I kept getting messages from people saying, you need to show more of yourself. You need to show more of yourself. And honestly, at the time, I was reluctant to do that because I thought I had to be this perfect person. I thought I had to do all these funny memes and or all these funny dances and all this stuff. But then the more I thought about it, I was like, that ain't me.
Yeah.
You know, people, if I put that out there, people are going to see it's not me and they're not going to connect. So it wasn't until I started being me that I started seeing my numbers go up on my podcast, that I started seeing my followers started to go up because people want it real. There's enough bullshit out there.
Exactly.
If you want to go look at it. But people are tired of the BS. People want to see real folks.
Yeah. And that's the problem, the inherent problem with social media. I think social media is great.
Mm-hmm.
But again, that's the flip side. That's the bad side, in my opinion, about social media is that people say, oh, shit, this guy's driving a Lamborghini. No, just be yourself. Like you said, just be yourself, because that's what the world wants. Yeah. That's what the world is yearning for right now, especially with Leos. You know, it's okay to put your guard down. Now, I'm not talking about officer safety and all that stuff. Don't read too much into it. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about being yourself.
Yeah, for sure.
And being authentic. That is going to resonate with so many people. And believe it or not, and I'm not going to guarantee, but I'm willing to bet you're going to have people flock to you.
Yeah.
You even said it, brother. The minute you put down your guard and you took a chance and you're authentic, what happened?
Numbers
everything
went
up.
Yep.
Because that's what people want. They don't want the BS out there.
Yep. And trust me, there's enough BS out there.
No, so. Yeah.
I want to get to the next segment here. This is what I call my random seven. These are just seven randomly, electronically generated questions. The first one.
Is it pass, fail, or what?
Unfortunately, not.
Okay, go ahead, bro.
The first question. Would you rather explore space or the deepest part of the ocean?
Ooh.
I told you these are just random as hell.
I think space.
Okay.
I would say space.
Okay. Why is that?
Well, because the ocean is vast. I mean, we haven't explored a lot of it, and it covers, 80% of the Earth, 75% of the Earth. So I get that. And I love the ocean. But there's something mysterious with me about space. I mean, it's so vast. I mean, it's so, you got many different galaxies. We're the one in hundreds of thousands of galaxies. It's funny. I was watching Star Trek a couple of days ago, so it's funny how that question popped up. But I would say the universe, because I love astronomy. I love horoscopes. I love all that stuff. So, you know, I just look up at the sky sometimes and say, man, we're just a speck on a beach. We're just a grain of sand. And that's, you, I guess, you mean the ocean is vast, but I would pick the universe, brother.
Okay. Next question. if you had a handful of modeling clay and whatever you made became real, what would you make?
A handful of modeling clay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's going to sound cheesy to some of your listeners, but I would make a heart, because everything comes down to love. Love is the greatest, most powerful emotion out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would craft a little. Now, some of the law enforcement are like, God, come on, what is this guy saying? But I would craft a little heart, because, everything starts with love, man. It's the most powerful emotion out there.
No doubt. No doubt about it. Think about what you've done for love, people, if you don't agree with that comment.
Yeah.
Think about it.
Okay, let me piggyback on that, Anthony. Without love, for the listeners out there, you wouldn't be here.
Right.
Absolutely. You wouldn't be here. Nobody would exist in this world if there wasn't love. So love is the most powerful emotion out there.
Exactly.
Let that sink in.
I love it. I love it. Next question. If you could read one person's mind, who would it be?
One person's mind.
Mm-hmm.
Who would it be? I would say the president.
Okay. Why is that?
Just, I don't know. It just popped into my mind. Any president, current, former. I mean, what are they thinking?
Yeah.
What are they thinking? What are they thinking about for the country, for the community, for the betterment of the world? I think that would be interesting.
I like that answer, because I just thought about a documentary that I was watching, and it was back during Vietnam. And they were talking about Johnson and all these guys that were, and Nixon and everybody that was in the White House during that time. And they were showing some unseen footage of these guys sitting at their desks in the Oval Office. And I would have loved to had that ability to read their minds at that moment, because what in the world were they thinking?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want their job. Trust me. I wouldn't want their job. But yeah, I think about that. Anytime the current president or former presidents get on there and they talk, I'm like, okay, what are they thinking? Anyway.
Next question. Do you like to plan things out in detail or be spontaneous?
Sometimes spontaneous, but usually I like to plan things out in detail. I'm a task kind of person. So if I go on vacation or do something, or go out to dinner, I know it sounds, I don't know, but I like to plan things out.
Okay.
But I'm adaptable. So if something goes awry, I can adapt. But I like to plan out things, because I think you get better results most of the time if you plan it out.
Yeah.
But there are some times for spontaneity. But most of the time, I like to plan things out.
Yeah, I think that's why my wife and I are such a good match, because she's the ultimate list maker. And I kind of...
Well, that's not a bad thing.
No, it's not. It's not at all, because I'm the kind of person, I keep everything up here in this big ball head, and... I know what I need to do, and I just go do it. But she has a list for everything, which is good.
Commend your wife. That's a good habit to have.
Yeah. Next question. In what way are you too hard on yourself?
You know, I think sometimes, and I know I just talked about mindset. So sometimes I have those self-limiting beliefs. You know, we're human. We're all human. Sometimes I am hard on myself, not all the time. And over the years, I've gotten a lot better. But like I said, we're human. You know, when something happens, I'm like, oh, man, I don't know if I can do that. But I usually snap back out of it, you know, with what we've been talking about with mindset. But yeah, sometimes I'm too hard on myself, and I have self-limiting beliefs. And I'm perfectly okay with admitting that. It goes into the humility of what we were talking about.
Yeah.
But sometimes I could be hard on myself with that. You know, if things don't go my way, if things, you know, don't pan out the way I planned or projected them to, then I come back sometimes and say, well, maybe I couldn't do that. But then it's a matter of getting on that horse and going forward, and usually I'm successful.
Awesome. And that's the key. Get back up and get back at it. And like you say, that comes down to that mindset again. I had this conversation with my daughter a couple of days ago, and I told her, you're going to fail at a lot of things that you try. But if you quit trying, then you're going to ultimately fail in life. So never stop.
That's great advice, brother. Great advice.
Thank you. Next question. Road trips. What's three must-have items that you take
on a road trip?
Yeah, I'm going to give you mine. I have to have my red vine licorice. I have to have my earbuds. And I have to have my little pillow thing that goes around my neck here.
So road trip. Mm-hmm. Okay. The three must things I have to have is the plan, the route we're taking. And then I would say a lot of water, because I'll drink a lot of water. And snacks. I have snacks. You mentioned licorice, but food snacks and stuff like that to keep it going. So usually good stuff. Yeah, nutritious stuff.
Gotcha. Last question. What do you hate most about the internet?
what do I hate most about the internet? There's so much good things on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
It goes back to what we were talking about with social media. So the internet is a blessing and a curse. The curse could be so much misinformation out there.
Yeah.
On the internet. So again, I love the internet. Obviously, if we didn't have it, we wouldn't be talking right now in the technology. But there is a flip side to that, in my opinion. It's so much misinformation out there. That's why it's important to vet any information that you get over the internet, because some of it's bullshit.
Yeah.
And so that's the one thing I don't like about the internet. And of course, the other things, pop-ups and all this other crap that's out there.
Yeah.
But overall, I love technology.
Yeah, so. I agree. I couldn't have said it better. I'm a techie myself, and you get mm-hmm. to the point where you say, okay, just unplug every now and then. But I love the internet. I couldn't imagine right now life without it.
We couldn't exist.
Yeah, no doubt about it. No doubt about it. And when you really think about it, what has it been, 99, 98, somewhere around there is mm-hmm. when the internet as we know it really came into existence. And look at the advances that we've made through that time and the industries that no longer exist, all because of the internet.
Yeah. And look at it this way. Yeah, I mean, that's a great point. And look, you know, it's constantly evolving too. Mm-hmm. Imagine what's going to be like 10 years from now with the internet.
Yeah. Just one more note about this subject. I saw it was a show on I can't remember if it was National Geographic or the History Channel, but they were talking about the internet overseas. And I did not know this, but there is a company that their job is to go out in the ocean. Apparently there are cables that run across the bottom of the ocean to other mm-hmm. countries to access the internet. I never knew that. I thought, you know, each country Facebook had their own infrastructure, I never knew that.
Well, we're the greatest country in the world, and we have all this infrastructure, but there's so many people out there in the world, brother, that don't have, obviously, the technology we have. And I mentioned Facebook. Facebook has drones up there, big, huge drones that's what they're doing overseas in some of these third world countries. All they do is just fly around all the time.
Yeah.
They're providing internet services for a lot of countries that need it. We're very blessed in this country. I mean, we really are.
No doubt.
And a lot of countries, most countries out there, don't enjoy the blessings we have, and one of those being technology.
For sure. Patrick, I want to go ahead and get to the last segment. This is what I call this or that. This is my speed round, my rapid fire round. I'm going to give you two topics. You simply have to pick one. You don't have to explain why if you don't want to. All right, ready?
Go ahead.
Pancakes or waffles?
Ooh, pancakes. I love pancakes.
Morning or night?
I like night.
Yeah?
Yeah, I like night.
Okay.
Although I'm a morning person, I like the tranquility and the peacefulness of night, depending on where you're at.
Gotcha. Yeah. I did the whole pancake thing this morning, and I'm a night person also. But like you said, I enjoy the nice quietness in the morning. So baseball or volleyball?
Baseball. I love baseball.
Flip-flops or Snickers?
Flip-flops, man.
Going back to the last question, who's your favorite baseball team?
Rockies. Colorado Rockies. Should Although I do like the Mets.
Okay.
So, but I like the Rockies.
Shower or bath?
Shower.
Shopping in store or online?
Shopping in store. I like, you know, online. We talked about the internet. Now, a lot of commerce is done online, but I like to go into a store because sometimes you're not getting, obviously, I want to feel it. I want to look at it in person. Mm-hmm. So in store.
Cats or dogs?
Dogs.
Giving a gift or receiving a gift?
Giving a gift.
Smoothies or milkshakes?
Milkshakes.
And the last one, loyalty or honesty?
Ooh, I would say honesty.
Okay. Yeah, I agree honesty. With that. Yeah. Patrick, man, listen, it was an honor speaking with you, getting to know you, hearing some of the gems you've been dropping. Can you go and do me a favor and let people know how they can reach out to you and see all the things that you're doing?
Well, Anthony, again, brother, thank you for inviting me on your amazing show. If people want to reach out to me, it's simple. Just go to cjevolution.com. All my socials linked up, all my shows. And I'd love to hear from you. Drop me a DM, and I promise I'll get back to you.
Awesome. Awesome. Guys, listen, I'm going to put links to all of Patrick's stuff down in the show notes. So make sure you go over, check out what he's doing, follow him, subscribe to whatever list he may have, check out his book, all that. Definitely check out the podcast. Is it Mindset Mondays? Is that the one
Well, that's part of CJ Evolution. Yeah. Okay. So CJEvolution.com, you can see all my podcasts linked up on that site.
Okay.
And I do, like you said, brother, I do a mindset kind of Monday where I start out each week with kind of some tidbits of motivation and inspiration. So,
yeah, I know you got a lot of episodes, so I'm trying to get through them, but I like those.
Yeah. Well, and people really love them. So that's why I keep doing them.
Yeah. Awesome. Awesome. Any last words before we get out of here?
Brother, it's been an honor. All those listeners out there, keep listening to this amazing podcast. Share it with everybody else. And be safe. And be safe. And remember, it's not as ever as bad as you think.
Right.
Mindset, like we've been talking about.
Great way to end it. Guys, you know what to do. Follow us on whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on. Leave a review. That's how the algorithms, that's how they make sure you more of you see us and hear us, is when you leave those reviews and comments and everything. So please, whatever platform you're listening to the podcast on, make sure you do that. Again, go over and follow this gentleman. All his links are down in the show notes. On that note, you guys stay safe, and I will see you all on the next episode. Bye-bye.